Hello and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast that gives you the why and how for a better understanding of the world's top events of our times. I'm Xiaoyi. In this edition, we'll take a look at how the COVID-19 pandemic has created setbacks in the fight against HIV and AIDS. December the 1st marks annual World's AIDS Day, which is dedicated to raising awareness of HIV and AIDS. Dr. Robert Gallo, an HIV researcher as well as the founder and director of the Institute of Human Virology, says there was huge mental impact when AIDS first emerged and infected millions seemingly out of nowhere.
There was the sense of the mystery, the sense of fear, a definite prejudice rising, a definite exclusionary attitude.
Prior to World AIDS Day on Tuesday, the Joint United Nations Programme on HIV-AIDS published a report highlighting achievements in the fight against HIV-AIDS. But it also noted the setbacks due to COVID-19 and future challenges. Timothy Ulrich reports.
Before COVID-19, another virus had ravaged the world over. It was HIV and the disease it causes, AIDS. For decades, there has been an international effort to learn about the illness and how to prevent it. The UN AIDS program has issued a report on the spread of the disease. It found 38 million people are living with HIV as of 2019. There were 1.7 million new infections last year, and the death toll in 2019 from AIDS-related illnesses reached 69,000. The report also highlighted promising findings. New HIV infections have dropped 40% since its peak in 1998. Deaths caused by AIDS-related illnesses dropped 23% since its 2004 peak. And 26 million people were accessing antiretroviral treatments as of June this year. But the United Nations says there could be some major setbacks due to the latest global pandemic. The UN AIDS report also warns there could be an increase in HIV infections due to COVID-19. Achim Steiner, the UN Development Program Administrator, says the coronavirus is now threatening to reverse this hard-won progress. Another UN AIDS report published earlier this year outlined other challenges that remain. It found new infections since 2010 decreased by 38% in eastern and southern Africa, the region hardest hit by HIV and AIDS. But it also found cases in eastern Europe and central Asia jumped 72% in that same period, meaning despite massive efforts to stem the tide of HIV in Africa, it's cropping up elsewhere.
Iman Murphy, the UNAIDS Regional Director for Asia and the Pacific, explains why infections have risen in Eastern Europe and Central Asia.
We're seeing new waves of infections amongst the young, and the young are not connected to the old programs, and so there is a disconnect, and so new programs need to be put in place that reach young people where they interact, and that's the technological, the online programs, the use of internet and social media. We need new innovations like pre-exposure prophylaxis and online testing, stigma and discrimination and policy environments. Becoming more restrictive, and young people often need parental permission to access services. So these things need to change, a number of the structural, but most important is to address the innovations that are there and the science that will help. But they are not hearing the old messages because HIV doesn't get as much attention as it used to.
The UN official adds, although there are a lot more tools and information out there for people today living with HIV, the biggest obstacle is still a lack of knowledge and discrimination.
The biggest obstacle is lack of knowledge and therefore stigma that comes out, and the reaction to fear that comes with the lack of knowledge is discrimination. People still think today in some places that you can get HIV from a mosquito or sharing utensils or kissing someone. So better information in some places, revisiting the old campaigns are needed with the new generation, but it has to be online where the young people are listening to the messages. So It's stigma and discrimination is the biggest issue, and it stops people accessing the services through fear of community reactions, and then that further fuels the spread of the disease.
To learn more about the HIV/AIDS situation in China, including the stigma that surrounds those who test positive, Nicole Ng talked with insiders and has this report.
The year 2020 taught us several things about infectious diseases, most of all, the importance of testing. So this year on World AIDS Day, China's CDC is placing special emphasis on testing to fight HIV.
If you are not sure, go ahead to have a test.
Dr. Wu Zunyou is China's top epidemiologist. He says the country is home to some 1 million people with HIV. And to stop it spreading further, the CDC has come up with a campaign to ramp up testing.
Like in the official hospital, or in the CDC, testing sites also have like web-based. You can just go to the website, fill your name and request the test kits.
Also working in this online area is Blue City. In 2017, it started a platform mapping out where you could get tested for HIV. It now connects users to 7,000 testing sites across the country. And for hundreds of them, you can even book an appointment through their app.
We will help them to promote their information and capacity services. So all of these centers, they have noticed the sharp increase of their testing volume.
All this talk about testing, but how does it actually work and how complicated is the process? We visited one testing site in Beijing to find out.
Many don't realize that it takes just 20 minutes to get tested for HIV and get the result, and it's free. Those who test positive have access to 8 government-subsidized treatment types. And thanks to modern medicine, the virus is no longer as deadly as it used to be. In fact, nearly all symptoms can be suppressed. We asked Dr. Wu Zunyou what life with HIV looks like now.
Most of the people can live or function as healthy people, similar to like hypertension, diabetes. So if people continue to take medicine, so blood pressure keep low and the blood sugar keep low, keep you healthy. So it's similar.
But that's not top of mind when people walk in to get tested.
Here in the waiting area, workers say there's usually still a bit of nervousness, and that's because HIV and AIDS are still regarded with some fear here in China. It means there's still work to be done around the stigma and support after the testing process.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has urged unremitting efforts for the prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS ahead of World AIDS Day. He called for improvements to the system and relevant mechanisms for HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment, as well as more sci-tech breakthroughs and an assurance of the supply of medicines. He also underscored the importance of providing financial aid and humanitarian care to infected people who are in difficulty and giving full play to the role of society in the prevention of HIV/AIDS. With that, we end this edition of The Top Story, which gives you the why and how for a stronger understanding of all the top events that occur in China and around the world. Subscribe to the Top Story podcast to gain a competitive advantage in preparing yourself for the news events that are shaping our lives and our future. For more top stories and more, visit chinaplus.cri.cn and listen to the Beijing Hour online. Drop us a line on our podcast so that we can provide you with even more contents that may interest you. I'm Xiaoyi. Thanks for listening.